This attunement is about holding both with equal positive regard, your grounded self, and what is wanting your attention now, so that they both can find a way to work with each other. First of all, get a sense of the environment that helps your body to get a sense of what's going on for itself. And in your own time, just bring your attention gently into the sense of your body. So your attention and your mind's way of paying attention is noticing this physical connection between you and life around you. Notice how the feet automatically just sort of feel the floor. When you put your attention to your feet in this way, notice how the feet almost know how to feel the floor and make contact with the floor. It's like an opportunity for the feet to become aware of how to do that, feel the floor. And it's the same for any other parts of your body that happen to be in contact with something. If it's the floor, the walls, the air, the sitting bones on the chair, the back of the chair. Letting that connection come to consciousness, notice how your body knows how to connect. With things outside itself. So welcome that. Welcome the body's wisdom of connection, how it knows how to connect, and what it wants to do. And when the body does make these connections, these contacts, something happens inside the body that brings further stimulation and flow. And welcome that too. Consciousness, connection, environment, bodily sense awakening. These are the words that point to an event that is happening that seems to awaken the body's own memory of how it knows to be and what that feels like. So give it the space and the permission to explore that experience of itself. And for some of you particularly, there will be some natural, spontaneous movement that's happening all right away. For others, it isn't there right now, but may come later, or you can just, some may just feel the possibility of movement, and that's enough. Just becoming aware of yourself, connecting to the environment around you, the simple fact that you're standing on solid ground or being supported by a solid chair, so that your body knows how to be in this particular space at this particular moment. It needs to feel that connection in order to know how to be and to become conscious of itself. And it really appreciates this kind of awareness, of attention, really, of consciousness. And at the same time that it becomes conscious of itself, there's two things that happen at the same time. One is a growing sense of the wholeness of the body's experience of itself, from head to toe or toe to head, usually from the ground up for me anyways. There's a gradual becoming aware of all the different parts that want to be in my consciousness that symbolizes the sense of all of me. Or actually the experience of all of me, more or less. And at the same time of that whole, that kind of expanding, wonderful way of opening up to self, there will be, and very noticeably, parts of you that come to consciousness separate from the wholeness of self. They may stand out sometimes, not always because of pain. There can be something energetically exciting, pulls, tensions, really they have no labels to them, but just different aspects of self that seems to stand separate from the wholeness of self. And see if you can be with both the experience of you becoming a whole person, the sense of me here. See if you can allow that to be more present as it wants to be, in any form it wants to take. And with the same attitude, to be with anything that stands out for attention, giving it to be there in your consciousness just the way it is, so that it can become more aware of itself and explore its possible ways of being beyond what it's experiencing right now. So there's a very definite attitude of receiving, accepting, allowing, and also a sense of spaciousness, of allowing something to be the way it is, and to have the breathing space, or just the space, to be more, if it needs to be more, or less, if it needs to be less. So spaciousness, giving it the space it needs to be, as you give yourself the space you need to be me in the context of the ground and the chair, the environment. So your job is to step back and observe, to be receptive to this awakening, this sense of dynamic presence, the sense of certain things in you coming to consciousness. You're there to observe and to create a safe environment for them to become even more present to your consciousness. Letting them know that it's okay for them to be there. Just where they are. It's amazing how they appreciate that. They need to hear your welcoming for a whole variety of reasons. Often very historical, part of the history, that they're no longer alone, that they are actually able to be accepted and not judged. All kinds of reasons. And when they hear your kind of welcoming, something happens inside these different parts of us. This can take some time to expand and open up, and so give it the time that it needs. This is about allowing these different aspects of ourselves to come to consciousness as direct experiencing without knowing what their meaning are, but just with something that we feel. We feel a bit of this tightness here, there's something over here. We really don't know what they are, but we're giving them the space they need to become aware of themselves and perhaps inform us why they're there and what they're about. This is about being with the not knowing. Often, we talked earlier, it's about us being with a sense of not knowing. Often this is uncomfortable, chaotic, unsettling. And it's a great temptation to stop it or cut it off. But that's where our grounding presence comes in. That you are, in fact, seated in a chair or standing. So there's some way of being a container for these things that are happening that we don't understand inside ourselves. So there's safety there. Safe from their point of view and our point of view. And this is where something can happen, from this chaotic not knowing to something that pops as something new, fresh, and meaningful. And yet, maybe we don't clearly know what that is. But what we can do is hold both. This is what we're going to work with this phase 5 and 6. It's about holding these different parts of us that we know need our attention, want to be more, want to be in some way, and our grounded presence, our sense of self, connected to the environment. Holding both, as I've said before, with equal positive regard. And notice how consciousness can naturally float from one to the other. We don't have to be aware of this, and then we'd be aware of that. Consciousness seems to have a mind of its own, so it kind of floats from one to the other as needed. We're the witness, we're the observer, and we also don't have to fix or work out or wonder or try to solve how some part of us that needs attention that seems very conflicted in some way can be resolved with something else that's going in the other direction or a sense that's very opposite in the context of the whole being. We don't have to do anything beyond holding these different ways of being in grounded presence until they find a working relationship with one another. That's our job. They need to find a way to connect with each other. And it's amazing how they can do that, provided we're connected to the environment, provided there's flow in our bodies, that there's a real sense of self there. Environment, us, that seems to make room for a kind of intelligence at work in all of these forces to find a working relationship with each other beyond what we could possibly imagine. And we wait for that. We maintain a sense of consciousness, and we create or maintain a sense of spaciousness for these parts to interplay with one another. And trust that something will happen, either now or at least something is working towards some kind of integration. That's what we can do, and whenever we can do that, something more does come. It always feels good to be able to do that. That's a human thing we can do. Bring these issues to consciousness so that they can resolve themselves with one another in ways we cannot possibly imagine. And then at some point, and some things can happen naturally, sometimes our, like now, it can happen with a suggestion that this whole process needs to come to some kind of resting place or resolution now. And it can continue later, or it can naturally go to a little different level of consciousness where we're not paying attention, but it's still carrying on because we've started something. It's alive. It's like creating a seed of grass, and although we've watered it, we've been with it, and then we step away from it, it still grows. It still becomes more grass. Without our presence always on it. In fact, many things don't need our attention once they've got started. It would appreciate not having us over it too much. It needs the space to work it out on its own. Just like children sometimes, they grow up. So when you do find a way of completing, and this gift for this exercise, let's give it another two or three minutes, letting the body know that it's time to complete for now or find a resting place. Make room for that sense of gratitude that often comes from the body itself for having spent time with it. Often gratitude surfaces. Sometimes it's not, sometimes it's, oh, well, I want more, and why are you leaving me now? And so if that comes, make a contract that maybe, or let a promise that you'll return at some later date. This is a relationship. And then let it conclude. It's wonderful how the body knows how to wind some things up. Let it find its own conclusion, its own resting place, we call it. And also know and acknowledge that something will carry on after your attention has moved on to other things. It doesn't necessarily complete here. In fact, some of the more important things may come later, and when you least expect it. So, when you're ready, just come back to the seats. Open your eyes when you're ready in your own time.